Steve. I don't have a program or anything.
It's a job.
Morning line is laid on.
Happy in Space is 2-1, No Commitment is 3-1.
Morning line is laid for 5-2.
What's the ask of it?
Ask the man.
5-2, 5-2.
Ask the man is 8-1. But listen, they can make some decisions on it. I'll tell you one thing. No commitment won't be bet by Holy Goodness. Guarantee it.
The word is out.
Inside post doesn't win.
Yes. Yeah. I guarantee. I'm surprised. Listen, look at all the horses we've seen scratching it. Last year they did this. I'll tell you something. You ignore that to make a lot more money. Ones haven't been coming in lately. The best horses have been winning races, and they haven't come out of the one.
I've always thought that a horse does not have to stay on the inside post.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you, I'm happy with these two horses. Happy in Space. I just did phase one on it. I've looked at energy. I've looked. Everything lines up. All my ducks are in a row. Nice and smooth. And
get the result.
I'm going to go get the result. Right. Jimmy's going to wind this thing up.
Now, Dick showed you that I have been doing and your KGM is a handicapping type program. Dick used it only as a competitive platform. It can be used either way. He looked at only the grass, but he just wanted to get rid of one of the bad horses. So it can be used either one of these ways. All right, now, do we have any questions on KGen at all?
Is there any special technique, Jim, you try to adapt KGen to Synergym?
No, not really. Just the only thing that you would do is to use the adjustment, hit 3, and get that adjustment. Like I said this morning, take that adjustment. If it's going to be 1 adjusted, and divide it by 3, if it's going to be 3 adjusted, put it in like it is, in synergism. Use your phase 3 part of synergism. And then you're going to be a little more accurate. I'll tell you a secret. If you're going to use KGen, you don't need synergism or phase 3. Because you've got a good, you've got a handicapping program that you could learn to handicap from. You know, you can handicap right from it. You can use the bar charts. We haven't gone over those. I mean, I went over them. We didn't do it on any of the races. Yes.
Jim, there's another manual coming out on this page.
Later on, I think there will be. I don't think there's any right now. We'll probably have articles in the follow-up or something of this concerning KGN. Developed these real nice little. We had these little shows here. We're having a really good day.
What do you mean, you kid? Like I didn't expect to get this great. Yo, where's my purple monkey? I can't monkey. You guys, somebody said I can't believe this. What are you talking about? I led this race. Come on. No commitment.
All right.
Now, who's going to take $8 on this horse? Who's going to take $9 on this horse? Who's going to take $12 on this horse? Who's going to take $17?
All right.
That's
a rail.
Sound like what you're
saying. Yeah, yeah, I think a lot of that was Cutter's hand placed. The exact was $116.80. Happy ask Grand Third, Happy's still out there somewhere.
Cutter Sam went up with a pretty heavy price.
Cutter Sam, they just rolled. I've been calling the track, give me three at a time, and Cutter, all I got was the first word in 1716. Happy was out. But among, remember what I told you? You look up and you see this horse is 9-1. What do? You put him on top. Everything was legs, right? You.
And Cutter did show up on the ground.
Cutter was down.
Cutter and Cutter was seven. And whoever went back on that pace line, you were right and I was wrong. Now we know. Now we're experts on this race. Before it's run, it's just opinion. It makes a big difference.
You want a real, real good day?
No.
Four for four. Right now we're 18 out of 20. Which isn't bad.
It'll do.
And you know, these are prices too, so look at the average mutual on that race. I want to say a couple other things about, and then I'll let you go about KGN. If you're using anything other than a laptop, if you're using a monochrome, you may need a program, simulator or emulator to run it. Now don't think there's something wrong with the software, it just doesn't match the monochrome. Another thing is that some of the printers, the DOS version you have, somebody told me it takes 8 minutes to print out one of their graphs. There isn't anything that we can do about this. You've got to have a driver, a graphics driver, for your printer. The Epson and the IBM work pretty good, but some have said that every once in a while they'll get a slow graphics command, and it takes so long for the graphs to print out.
You already try a print spooler?
Print spooler? There's a lot of good drivers out there.
I got a print spooler on mine on test.
Does it work?
Yeah, it's working pretty good.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, any of you have, other than an Epson that you're printing out real fast?
HP LaserJet.
Okay, and it prints out fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not KGen. I mean
the graph.
Oh, I haven't got KGen. I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah.
No, it's not printing at all. It will not print at all.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm working on it.
You can get a driver, some kind of driver. All right, any other questions? Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for coming.